the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since Passover, Jesus was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as money changers sitting there. He made the whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned the tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here. I will stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recall the words of the scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume you." These Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days." He was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when he saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord.
I just want to share with you the theme of the second reading to the Corinthians. St. Paul says, "We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to many, but to those who are called, the wisdom of God." The city of Corinth was a pagan city before. In the year 50, St. Paul went there and started a church there. He stayed there for 1 year, then he left for other places. But he loved this city very, very much. Most of the Christians are not Jews. They're pagans converted. One of the concerns of Paul to this city, they're rich. Whenever there's rich, it's always sinfulness in between. And apart from that, in the church itself, there's lots of conflicts, conflict of interest. So people against inside the church. So this concerned Paul a lot. Then he said, "We proclaim Christ crucified." We're not proclaiming this Christ risen. Of course we proclaim this risen Christ, but still Jesus today, he admitted, still suffering in humanity. Whenever we don't love, we crucify him again. That's the point. Because they don't love one another, they have conflict with one another. That's why St. Paul said, "We proclaim Christ," of course, all Christians, to proclaim Jesus Christ. But this important word, crucified, being persecuted. And he mentioned, a stumbling block to many, but to those who are called the wisdom of God. Many times we want to avoid problems, difficulties. We don't want to confront. But most of the time, we have to. No matter in our family members, in the church, we have to live together. But unfortunately, not all people the same space, same pace. Some faster, some slow. Some converted, some not yet. Or converting. It's a lot of differences among the Christian people. One of the things that we have to bear in mind when we say we profess when we are Christians, that means that we live like Christ. Is Christ the one who died for one another, crucified for others? His life mainly for others, not for himself. When we are angry, because we are proud. Because people said against me, if you're humble, if you're Christ, you know, all the passion of Christ, he never said any bad words against people. The first words on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Forgiveness. The first word, you know that there are a few words that Christ said on the cross. The first word, Father, forgive them. So we want to be another Christ. We want to follow Christ. The first thing, learn from him. Crucify in a sense that we suffer for the sake of others. We suffered, but we share. The fruit of suffering is peace. Although you are persecuted, but since you can bless, Jesus did it. He was cursed, but he blessed. He suffered, but he shared his kingdom with the thief, the one with the right hand. Still people condemning Jesus, and people still saying, another one saying, if you're Christ, why don't you help us down the cross? And the other one says, man, we are suffering, we have to. But this is a judgment. Then he said to Jesus, remember me when you go to paradise. And Jesus said to him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. This thief, I think 30, 40 years old, for years he has been a thief. He was crucified. Then he had killed someone. Serious sin. Mortal sin. But with this love, just he didn't ask that today he can enter heaven. He just thought, Jesus, remember me when you go to heaven. Remember. He dare not ask for. But Jesus is so gentle. Tonight you will be with me. This is Christ. When we suffer, we offer. All we share, the fruits of suffering, is peace, grace. When you offer to live together with Christ, you got the grace. You share this grace with others. Just an example. For example, this moment, these days, I was hurt, perhaps. Words from people, I don't feel good. Or deeds people did done against me. I can feel always bad. But that time when I feel bad, Jesus, thank you that I can share this suffering together with you. I offer this together with you for the sake of humanity. You offer it. The next moment is to live the will of God. The will of God here now for me is stand here. I cannot always think of this morning, this afternoon, but right here. Although I was suffering this morning, I only can share this moment with you the Word of God. I cannot always bear in mind what I suffered, already offered. You too. Whatever suffering, crucified, you offer. Crucifixion is not just merely for suffering. Suffering is to offer this for humanity. Jesus doesn't suffer for the sake of suffering. He's offering his suffering for the salvation of mankind. We also share this suffering together with Christ for humanity. We share his mission. His mission is our mission. Remember this. We are Christ. We are born in Christ and live in Christ. Don't forget this. So always like Christ. Even suffering, you are Christ-like. Be joyful, not because you are not suffering. Joyful because you have the chance to get with Christ over this little suffering. Compare that to Jesus, ours, just a little bit. You say people doesn't speak well against me, doesn't speak good against with me. Well, what kind of Jesus words things you can remember? You know, the people against him. Just be happy, joyful, because we are Christ-like, and offer everything, and try to live every present moment in his will. And that's the kind of Passover. From death to life, from suffering to blessing. We are always living this Paschal mystery, not only once a year. Every day, every minute, we live this Paschal mystery. When we have suffering, together with Christ to offer for humanity. The next moment, live it well, read God's will, love, listen with care, speak with care, share with care. That's all. The next moment, you might be, you go back to another cross and you offer and live well. And that's our Passover. Renewal, metanoia, every moment, but every year. We used to confess every year, but every moment, you have to renew. That's the meaning of that. What Paul said, we proclaim Christ who crucified, a stumbling block to many. People doesn't like this way of offering, this suffering. But to those who are called, if you are considered yourself being called, the wisdom of God, this is the root of your joy, root of your sanctity. Not because you don't have cross, but because you are one with the Lord, the suffering Christ, but not for the sake of suffering, for the sake of love, love for humanity, for all your people, not minimum for yourself, only for others, because Jesus on earth lived only in this purpose. So we ask this special grace that we live like Christ, especially this period of Lent, renew again on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, every moment, start again, again, and again. Remember the word of St. Paul, you proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to many, but those who are called the wisdom of God.